Motorcycle Man.
Button has been pushed. Was I going to do like some sort of...
The Motorcycle Man, pushing buttons since pushing 2015.
with technical difficulties.
We're here. What's this? Where are we? Okay. Yeah. Hi, kids, boys and girls. Welcome to the Motorcycle Man podcast. This is episode 467.
Oh.
Yeah, and so we are 33 away from Big 500. I am Ted, your host here in the V-Twin Cafe in the corner booth. Did you guys hear that scream?
Yes. Okay. I didn't realize it was a scream, but now that I heard something. So okay.
Yeah, we heard something. It wasn't actually a scream.
Okay, well. And, of course, I got Tim Buck 2 here in the corner booth with me. And hold on a second. Here we go, Tim. This is Tim on the T. And this is Tim from the rough.
Can't hear anything.
Okay, you didn't hear that? And of course, we got Chris.
Hey.
And we got Justin Brown.
Shut the fuck up!
But anyway, hey, welcome, guys. How you guys doing? How you been?
Good.
Wonderful.
It's been 4 weeks since our last meeting, we're closing the gap. Not gonna do that.
We don't want to rush into these things.
Yeah. Oh man, how you guys doing? Good. Everybody's good. Yes.
Yep.
I'm sick today.
Oh.
What are you sick of now?
I don't know. First time I got a sore throat.
First time
in years.
Wow. You've been screaming a lot or something?
I've been sleeping all day.
Oh, you were off today. Oh, sorry, you had off today, did you?
No, I took a sick day today.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Having some rest.
Do you get allergies and shit like that?
Normally when I get sick, I get like a sinus infection naturally or a lung infection. But this time I got a genuine sore throat.
That blows.
Yeah.
Is the pollen hitting up there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's like...
Really?
Yeah. The eyes water in the nose, the whole shebang.
This fucking weather is what I think did it to me.
Of course.
I haven't had a sore throat, and it's got to be over a decade.
Chris was giving us like daily reports like that, you know, it's 60 degrees, it's 40 degrees, it's 70 degrees, it's 40 degrees, you know.
They're saying there's a chance of snow tonight.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah.
You get down into the 30s, that's why.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Well, we haven't...
I mean, it's not going to be like anything, you know what I'm saying, like, but... Yeah, it's supposed to, it's going down to 29 degrees tonight.
Oh, my God, really?
And then on Friday, it's going to be 70.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Yeah, we hit, what did we get up today? We got up to 70?
It was like 72, maybe.
Monday's going to be 80. Tuesday's going to be 87.
Oh, no. Wait, right away. No spring, right into summer.
So... It's going from 29 to, let's see, that's Tuesday? Yeah. So within 7 days, it's going from 29 to 87.
Wow. Holy crap. Yep. Damn. It's going to, well, I guess you can't go by rain or anything like that because you don't know when that's going to happen. But we have, we're pretty much, we're over, well, yesterday was cold for us, cold. You know, we were in the 40s yesterday. But we're pretty much in the 70s and low 80s now down here. I don't know, Tim, would you say our pollen season is done?
It's not as bad as it was, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Whether it's done or not, I don't know. But it's a lot less than it was.
Yeah. My truck was yellow. It was absolutely yellow a week ago.
Yeah.
We got the green trucks going on right now.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But we're glad that is over with. And... things have been busy. I've been very busy. I've had a bunch of interviews. I had an interview with... first of all, you guys got beverages. I see, Justin, you're drinking water. Chris, you got a beverage?
I'm going to make tea shortly.
Oh, okay. Tim, what have you gotten?
I got nothing.
What?
My wife will bring me something shortly.
I have wine. I'm going to do a wine podcast with wine.
a wine podcast, huh?
Yeah, do a wine
podcast. Vino, I want some wine.
Is it decaffeinated like usual?
Decaffeinated wine.
Damn. How would that even work?
That is so Ted.
Decaffeinated wine. I think that's going to be the title of this podcast. Decaffeinated wine.
What are you drinking?
It is a Yellowtail. No, I'm sorry. Is it Yellowtail? Or no, it's a Barefoot. Barefoot Merlot.
The old Merlot, huh?
I'm a Merlot guy. I like my red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like red wine, too.
Yeah. The other ones are, you know, your Zinfandels, your white wines, and they're your Cabernets. They're too little frou-frou for me. You know, they are.
Well, the California stuff.
Yeah, well, they have no body to them. That's the thing. You know.
Well, during our golf game today, I had a birdie, so we had to have birdie juice.
Oh, what kind of birdie juice did you have?
Vanilla cream vodka.
Ooh.
Nice.
Vanilla cream vodka.
Oh, so good.
Did your pubic hairs curl?
No, I love it. It's my stuff. I bought it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know you had booze like that in your house.
No, it's in my bag mostly. I have my flask. I have a flask in my bag.
And Chris, our brother is a wino, man. Look at this. He's walking around.
I'm a vodka ho.
He's a boss vodka. Oh yeah, he's walking around with a flask. He's gonna be one of those guys on a public bus soon, walking around, you know, with the flask in his inside pocket. You want some of my birdie juice?
Birdie juice. I used to get birdies all the time. we're so bad now that if we all get a par in the same hole, we dig a
juice. Oh, so now it's par juice.
Pretty soon it's going to be bogey juice.
No, because we wouldn't make it through the game. We wouldn't make it through.
That's pretty funny. Bogey juice.
That's what I drink.
All right. Well, well
I say, Justin, I shot a 39 on one half.
Nice.
just dead silence there. No response.
Oh, did you not hear me?
Yeah,
I heard you.
Just dead silence. That's Hey, so I had a couple great interviews over the past few weeks. I spoke with our good friend from up in an Americade. I spoke with Christian Dutcher, and we talked Americade. He told us all about what's going on this year. Man, I'll tell you what. They got a lot of new stuff going on. They're doing things a little bit differently this time. And it's really, really cool. I think it's a shame that... we're not going to be able to, well, we don't know that we're going to be able to go there or not, but it's a shame that we're not going to see that, you know? It's awesome. But come on, share. Oh, share.
Tell them some of the stories.
Share.
Some
of the things you said. Can't do it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why can't I
think it's misleading that they don't show any pictures in the rain.
You know, that's true. You know, because anytime, you know, you do Americade, it's... We the 2 years that we did it, it rained the first year a lot. I don't recall it raining that much the second year.
Well, he did change it to the last week in May.
Yeah, they did move
he
it
did
up.
Say that it's not as bad now. It seems to be a better time.
He said that when they moved it during COVID, they didn't have one COVID, but then the following year they were still worried about it, so they moved it to September, and they said that. The attendance was still kind of low, but then the following year after that, they moved it to the last week of May. And they said since then, the weather has been better and their attendance has been really good. But the town has actually, they're back to loving Americade, and you know, the revenue that it brings into the town, of course. And they've got a bunch of new rides this year, new guided rides and unguided rides. Some of the new, he told me that they've changed the rides around a lot up there. But the one ride continues to be a favorite among attendees, and that's the New York and Vermont Covered Bridges ride.
I was just going to say it's got to be the Covered Bridges yeah, ride. And that's the one I remember the most.
He said that ride, they've been running that ride for a long time. It's been around forever. I pointed something out, and I mentioned this to Tim earlier. The last time I spoke to Christian was 10 years ago.
Well.
And that was the last time we were at Americade. You believe that? Wow. 10 years ago. So, yeah, it was really interesting. But, yeah, they're doing the Covered Bridges tour again. They got a new ride called the Adirondack Experience. It's 240 miles. It's a long tour. But they go all through the Adirondack Mountains and hit the lakes and all that stuff like that. They have a bunch of other ones. Amish Country Ride they do. And it's a guided and unguided tour. That one's 120 miles. But one of the things that he told me that they're doing this year that they've never done before is that the town of Lake George is closing a portion of their main street for the rally. They're going to have a stunt show, bike show in the center of the street. They're going to have all the vendors and stuff are going to be there. So they said, yeah, they're closing the main street for the rally this year, which they've never done before. So it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. But it's May 27th to May 30th is the rally dates. And so, yeah, that's now 2 weeks before Laconia.
That one ride we did around the mountain that one time.
Yeah, dude.
That was scary when we were coming back and the sun was in our eyes on these windy roads. I mean, we're talking blinding sun.
Yeah.
You couldn't see anything, and you had to stare at the road and the sign.
Yeah, I was holding my hand up to my face.
Yeah,
that's right. It was bad.
It's funny you mentioned that because Christian says they have. He goes, so we got this new ride that we're doing now. We call it the Queen's Ride, the Queen's Loop, and it basically goes around Lake George, and I said, which is the ride that we did.
Right.
Okay, but we didn't do it with anybody. We just did it on our own. And I said, which direction do you go? He goes, well, we go clockwise. I said, good. I said, you don't want to go counterclockwise like we did because we had the sun in our eyes. In fact, I think it was on that ride that we had the headsets on. And Tim said, hey, Ted, what's that noise? And that's when the squeak first made
that's
its appearance.
Right.
That's when the squeak first made its appearance.
Oh no.
Yeah. Right. And I like, what the hell is it? Oh my God. That's fun. That was the beginning of it right there. Yeah.
The old squeak.
The squeak. It persisted for years.
And what was that squeak again?
It was what the squeak ended up being was the belt was rubbing on the belt guard on the bottom. And it was slowly wearing a hole in the belt guard. And when the hole finally appeared, the squeak went away because I had nothing to rub through anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was a great interview chatting with him. After that, I had a talk with Court Butler from Butler Maps, and he's been on the show before, but it's been probably 6 or 7 years since he's been on, and we talked about the brand new map that they have out is Route 66 map, which they have now. Why does this do this to me? Anyway, it's the Route 66 map that they have out, which details everything about Route 66, even some of the old sections that used to former alignments of the route. So this is if you want to do Route 66 on your own, you could easily do it with this map. So that was really cool to talk to him about that. And of course, they got some.
They closed down certain parts of Route 66, didn't they?
Well, yes. There is one specific section they absolutely closed because of the mining that's being done on either side of the road. In fact, many are wondering how it hasn't collapsed yet. But. Yeah, there are a few sections some of the older alignments are no longer because they're actually dirt roads that go through farm fields now. There's some sections in the desert that are, if you don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle or an ADV bike, you're not going there. But there are still many, many, many paved sections. Like they said, there's 85% of the original route still available to ride. So... Very cool, though. It's really, really cool. Then I had an I spoke, which actually coincides with this. I spoke with Jerry McClanahan, and that in that interview will be available next week. Jerry McClanahan, he wrote a book called Easy 66 Guide for Travelers. And this book is, if you wanted to ride or drive Route 66 from Chicago to, you know, the very end in Santa Monica, or go the other way, whichever, or any portion you wanted to do, this book details absolutely every single little thing about Route 66, far more detailed than the Butler Maps Route 66 maps.
So, is Radiator Springs in there?
I don't know that Radiator Springs is in here. And for people who don't know Radiator Springs, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So, by the way, this is the 100th anniversary of Route 66. Did you guys know that? Did you guys know that?
I didn't.
It is the 100th anniversary of Route 66. So, in fact, Orange and Black Tours has said that their Route 66 100th anniversary tours are already sold out for this year. So if you were thinking of doing it with a tour, I'm sure other tour companies have it, but Orange and Black is sold out. And I'm pretty sure that probably most of the other tour companies that were doing Route 66 rides are probably sold out also. But yeah, so that's been busy doing that. And here we are. And here we are. So like I said, the Jerry McClanahan interview will be available next week. And that was really nice to talk to him. And that's it. Hey, listen, if you want to support the podcast, why don't you go to buy us a coffee? A coffee.
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 C-A-W-F-E-E.
That's right. C-A-W-F-E-E. Coffee. You can buy us a coffee and or pizza, however you want to do it. But we'll take whatever you want. And don't forget to sign up on our mailing list, because if you do, you'll get information. In fact, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do right now. If you sign up on our mailing list, I will send you a Motorcycle Men sticker and the brand spanking new South Sandwich Islands Moto Club Gritviken chapter sticker.
Ooh.
Everybody will get one. If you sign up on our email list, that's what you'll get.
From when to when?
From when to when? You know when to when. There's no when to when. You just sign up. That's it. You sign
up. Somebody's going to listen to this shit in 10 years and be like, oh, my sticker.
I know. So there's the sticker. If you haven't seen the sticker yet, there it is.
It's good.
Yeah.
Isn't that a big whaling place, though?
It is.
Shouldn't have a whale there?
No. Well, it was a whaling place, but this is a toothfish on one side and a walrus on the other side.
And if you look closely in the background, you can see the Pizza Hut.
And oh, see, dude, you know, you said that, and now I'm thinking I should have cropped a Pizza Hut in there. That's what I should have put a Pizza Hut in there. Oh, that would have been awesome. All right, well, it doesn't have a Pizza Hut in it, but it's the South Sandwich Islands Moto Club, the Gritviken chapter, and the stickers are available. So if you sign up on our mailing list, I will send you one. In fact, you know, fuck it. If you want a sticker, just let me know and I'll mail you one. How's that?
Wow. That went quick.
Yeah, you know what? That's it. But you know what? Hey, it doesn't matter. Just do it that way. And we got the new Motorcycle Men stickers available also.
Are they the same as the old?
No. They're just slightly different. Slightly different in that. Boop. Yeah, stop sharing that. And just so you guys can see, it's ever so slightly different, you know, not a whole lot, but ever so slightly.
Oh, it's slanted.
Man, a little slanted. It's just Motorcycle Men since 2015, and then it's got the correct website address on it. Because before it just had, what did it have? I think it had Moto Men. I think it had the I think it. Oh yeah, I think it was motorcyclemen.us, but now it's correct. So. MotorManPC.com. So that's the end of that. And that's that. What else is going on? So the new sticker is available. If you want one, just let me know. I'll send them, or just sign up on our mailing list and you'll get one. Those stickers. By the way, the resort that we stayed at when we went to Americade. You remember that? The second one, Chris. Do you remember the second one we went to?
Yes.
The one on the hill? The one where Tim's bike almost rolled into the lake?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sure. Why do I got to be the good...
Well, no, I mean,
feel bad.
Well, it's changed hands. It's now called the Stonegate Resort. And it didn't look like this when we went. That's for sure.
I was gonna say, that place looks fucking fancy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Right? You know, they don't show you.
Wait till you try to drive your motorcycle there.
Yeah, they still got the cabins. Now they've improved the cabins. And we stayed in, I believe it was, it was this one here. We stayed in one that looked like that. It was nice.
It was a nice little cabin.
It was a nice little cabin. You know, we liked it. It was nice, but it wasn't this nice. They've also obviously improved things since we were there. But, it was it's good stuff. What they don't show you is the 45-degree driveway to get into the place. but they don't show it raining at all, which is a shame. They should show that.
It looks nice, though.
It is. It's very nice now. I'm sure we... is it even... What's the price to stay there? Accommodations. I say cabins. I say, you know, how much does it cost to stay there? Well, let's put Americade in there and just see how much it would cost to stay there.
This is the place we went to?
Yeah, this is the place we went to. Huh. Yeah, they changed hands, so let's see.
They made the rooms nicer.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. Here we go, the cabin. There we go. The cabin will be $927 for 4 nights.
Okay.
Sleep 6 people. So I can't remember how much we paid when we went.
That's not bad.
That's really not. How much?
And the fact that they updated everything, because I remember when we went, they were not updated.
Everything in there was like 1960s, I think.
Yeah.
And the fact the restaurant up front wasn't even. It was. Hey, we did eat in there once, right?
No, we never ate there once.
Yeah, we only went there once. Yeah. So. Oh yeah. That's pretty much it with that. So yeah, but it was nice.
What's the matter?
Going back anyway. Where were we? So there's a new thing out.
Be
right
back
now.
In a second.
What's that?
It'll be back in a second.
Oh, okay. But there is a new article out on HD forums about the worst Harley Davidson ever made. Mm. You know the 10 worst Harley Davidsons.
And of course, this is all relative to everybody's opinion.
This is true, I think that you have to use that and set the tone that way. You know, this is all relative, and it's very suspect, even for that matter. All right. So the according to this, the article goes on to say the most legendary manufacturers have their low points, and even for Harley Davidson has built some motorcycles that not only shaped the motorcycle industry, but also pieces of fabric of Americana. With that said, not every model lived up to the brand's reputation. So here we go. Starting with the Harley Davidson Shovelhead, late 60s to early 90s. What do you think? Of course, this is a custom bike, but...
Wait. They're just saying the Shovelhead as a whole?
Yeah, from the late 60s to the early
80s. One of the worst motorcycles. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy. That's fucking stupid.
Right, because you know what? That was the AMF... That was the AMF years, mostly. Mostly the AMF years.
The Shovelhead.
That's the number one?
Yep.
That's bananas.
It is.
Number two, they said the Ironhead Sportster. Especially the late 70s.
Who wrote this?
Yeah, exactly. That's
what does that say? John Q. Indian?
Yeah, really. But they're saying that Harley Davidson Ironhead Sports were from 57 to 85, especially the late 70s. I don't know. They said the Ironhead Sportster was Harley's entry-level performance bike, but by the time the late 70s rolled around, it had become terribly outdated, like many bikes from the AMF era. The machine suffered from weak electrical
everything
systems.
At some point becomes outdated. Yep. Everything.
Carburetor problems and frequent overheating. Owners often complained about constant tuning and maintenance compared with Japanese competitors that were far more reliable. The Ironhead's shortcomings eventually led Harley to replace it with the far more dependable Evolution Sportster in 1986. Well... So that's the day's name. Number three, the Harley-Davidson FX-RT Sport Glide.
Those are so sought after.
I know, you're not kidding. From 83 to 94. FXRT attempted something Harley rarely pursued at the time, a sport touring model. It featured a frame-mounted fairing and an external chain drive, which both unusual for Harley. Unfortunately, the chain enclosure often leaked oil, and riders complained about vibration and awkward maintenance. While the FXRT has gained a cult following among enthusiasts, today its original reception was mixed at best. Yeah, I kind of think that, I don't know.
Who wrote this article? God damn it.
Some Poria Sadagavaguli.
Yeah, fuck him. He works for Indian.
Yeah, he probably does.
Fucking retard.
The 1984 Harley Davidson Electric Glide. I don't know. They say touring models are usually Harley's strong suit, but the mid-1980s transition period created some problems. The 84 Electric Glide struggled with transmission durability and persistent oil leaks. Electrical issues and its heavy, cumbersome handling also drew criticism from riders. The model arrived as Harley was recovering from the AMF years, and quality control was still inconsistent. I don't know. Number five, the Harley Davidson Softail, mid-1980s. Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of cool looking if you did that.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is. Justin? What does that look like to you? I don't know. When the Softail debuted, it could be just
a Softail classic.
Yeah, it was visually revolutionary. Its hidden rear suspension created a look of a rigid frame chopper while retaining modern comfort. Early versions.
It almost looks like a Sportster with a bigger rake on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, early versions, however, were far from perfect. Some owners reported frame and weld problems, overheating engines, and unreliable carburetors. Later Softail generations improved dramatically, but the first few years were rough. All right. Number six, the Harley Sportster 883 Hugger, late 90s to early 2000s. I call bullshit on this one because I had a 94 and that thing was flawless in my experience. There was nothing wrong with that bike. The Sportster is they,
so far.
But,
I'm not on board with anything this guy said.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Sportster 83 Hugger was designed for shorter riders with a lower seat height and compact layout. Unfortunately, the tight riding position made long trips uncomfortable for many riders. Some owners also reported clutch and electrical problems over time. The bike served its niche but didn't win widespread praise for comfort or performance. I don't know. I had this exact model. It wasn't red, but I had this bike, and I loved it, and I'm still kicking myself for selling it. It was a great bike. Great bike. That Evolution engine was kick-ass, man. Awesome. Number seven, the Harley-Davidson V-Rod early 2000s. Again, if I may use these words, fuck you, man. I totally disagree. Again, this shouldn't even be on the list. The V-Rod was definitely not a mechanical failure. In fact, its liquid-cooled engine developed with Porsche was powerful and reliable. The problem was its identity. Traditional Harley riders disliked the futuristic styling and high-revving engine, while sport bike fans preferred lighter machines with sharper handling. Despite impressive performance, the V-Rod struggled to find a consistent audience. As such, it has since become one of Harley's most polarizing motorcycles. I don't know. Comments?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, it looks like something not out of a Harley. If you were to say, is this a Harley, and you didn't know?
Right, yeah.
You wouldn't say it was
Well,
a
that's
Harley,
that's but, the that's the beef.
Yeah. There's a huge, again, I would say even, I would even use the word cult, but there's like a huge cult following for these.
Yes.
Yeah, for the V-Rod,
definitely. I mean, was it everybody's cup of tea? No, but I wouldn't say that it's anywhere near the degree that this guy's trying to make it seem like it is. I will say that the earlier models did have some downsides that they corrected in the later models.
Mm-hmm. Downsides such as?
Fuel capacity.
Oh, yeah.
They went to a bigger motor. Just overall.
Well, that's a couple things that they
made sense of.
Right.
But again, I feel like there's only three motorcycles left. And I can already think of more than three motorcycles that I would have on this list already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just, this wouldn't have been my list.
No, no. You know, and the thing is, what's interesting is I follow probably three or four V-Rod groups on Facebook. And there are a shit ton of people in these groups that just love V-Rods. And every, you know, there's so many of them out there. And I'll even go on record as saying, if I could afford it, I would get a V-Rod. You know, to round out my 2003 collection. I would definitely get a V-Rod. No question
about it. Well, so far, you're working on having the 10 worst bikes in your collection.
That's, yeah, that's right. Yeah, hey. And fun, in fact, is, you ready for this? I had found out that there is a V-Rod rally happening in Michigan, right? And I looked into this. Yes, there's a V-Rod rally happening. And I contacted the company that's running it. And, but these guys are so cavalier and very, yeah about it. The guys who are running it. You know, and what they, and their focus, believe it or not, and they do custom bikes, but the majority of the custom bikes they do are all V-Rods. Now, you would think that if they're going to do this rally, which I'm sure there is massive amounts of people interested in, that you'd show more enthusiasm towards it. But I contacted the guy. He says, yeah, okay, sure, we can do that. All right, when can we do it? Crickets. Contact him again. When can we do this rally? Let's do it. Let's do it this day. And then I contacted him and said, I can't do that day because I already have an interview that particular day at that time. So when can we do it? Crickets. Contact him again. When can we do this? Crickets. So I contacted him like four or five times. He never responded. So my general rule is if I contact you for an interview and you blow me off, you're done. That's it. You're not on the show. So, but anyway, there's a V-Rod rally happening in Michigan somewhere. I'm sure you could find it very easily enough. But yeah, so the V-Rod's on the list, number 7. So number 8 is the 2000 Harley-Davidson Dyna Super Glide. Yeah. The Dyna line was generally well-regarded, but the 2004 Super Glide developed a reputation for design flaws. Owners reported vibration issues, inconsistent build quality, and reliability complaints relating to cost-cutting measures. Some riders also criticized the bike's handling compared with other cruisers in the same price range. Later Dyna models, however, improved the formula significantly. Yeah, you don't want to hear the Dyna boys say that, because I think, well, the Dyna is just a big Sportster, and probably they don't want to hear you say that either.
Bye. Yeah, I've heard people in the past call the Dyna the big girl Sportster.
I can't say I've heard that. number 9, the Harley-Davidson Street 500 from 2015 to 2020. This I agree with 100%. Harley introduced the Street 500 to attract new riders and compete in emerging markets. Instead of expanding the brand's audience, the bike was a disappointment to many customers. Riders
well,
criticized.
This is the only bike on his list that I'll agree with.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought this bike was total dog shit.
Yep. Riders criticized the budget suspension, weak braking performance, and cheap fit and finish. With just 33 horsepower from its 494cc engine, it also struggled on highways compared to that to rival beginner bikes.
Yeah. I see what they tried to do with this bike, and Harley should have never designed this bike ever.
No. They tried to appeal to the European market a little bit with this, but
I was never a fan of this bike.
I will, just to play devil's advocate for a second.
All right, please do.
Harley's big on having the riding academy,
right,
where they teach riders, new riders, how to ride.
Yes, and they use these bikes.
They did, and I think that from that standpoint, I think it absolutely made sense, because the reality was, to be able to open up the doors to anybody who's brand new riding, to be teaching that class on Sportsters would have been intimidating to most. You know what I mean? I feel like you'd be limiting the people that would be comfortable taking that class.
Right.
So by you open the doors to more people by offering a smaller framed lighter bike. The reality was is if Harley didn't have that, now they have to teach their riding academy on other brand bikes.
Yeah.
And so what's the first thing that happens is if you go out and you spend the weekend and you've never ridden before on a bike and you fall in love with it and you're so excited and you're like, dude, I want to go do this. Mentally, you're like, well, I already know that I can ride that bike, so maybe I'll go get that bike.
Yeah.
So if they're teaching the class on, say, like Honda Rebels.
Yep.
And then you get these people that are all hot to trot now. Now they're like, hey, I'm going to go buy a Honda Rebel. You think you have a dealership to teach people how to ride, and then they're sending them to a different brand.
Yeah.
So in theory, you almost need to have your version of the other brand's cheap bike.
Yeah. I wonder what are they teaching on now? Either the Nightster or the Sportster S, probably.
I have no idea. Yeah. But the reality is I think from, like, I think just from, like, a logistical standpoint.
Yeah.
Like, I think it made sense.
Yeah. I can see
stuff
that.
In-house, at least.
Yeah. I think they actually still may have these for the classes. I'm not.
They might produce them just for the riding academy. Yeah, they may not produce them necessarily for sales. But they may be producing them for the riding academy.
Maybe they're using
because that's all they were good for.
Yeah. Maybe they're using that Chinese made Harley now. The what's it called? The XV500 or something like that.
I mean, a tiny bike like that would be good over there.
Yeah. 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 I don't know how it sold overseas or if it even did. I have no idea. The number 10 is the Harley Street 750.
Another shit one.
Yeah, yeah. The Street 750
is the same
category. It's the same bike, just a bigger engine. And this is what actually the bike that they were using in the Flat Track series and getting their ass kicked. So,
fucking dummies.
The Street 750 is usually a larger version of the same liquid-cooled Revolution X engine. Despite the added power, it suffered many of the same criticisms of the Street 500. Cheap materials, vague braking feel, and limited cornering clearance. The entire Street lineup was eventually discontinued, making one of Harley's most short-lived modern platforms. Yep, 5 years. Gone. So that was that. Yeah,
I would have told them before they even made that. And said, this bike ain't going to sell.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, yeah. I don't know. They just, not going to sell.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I knew that was a bad idea from the moment they started doing it.
Right.
Anyway, in other silly news, Harley Davidson, well, Wall Street has been beating up Harley Davidson because they dropped Harley Davidson's value amid recent struggles. So it's not exactly a secret that Harley has been facing their share of public struggles for years. Of course,
what is the share of Harley Davidson right now?
The shares recently trimmed from $23.50 to $22. Now, I know that a few years, many years back, I think it was like around $28 or $30, or I don't recall exactly, but they were hoping for $27, but they're right now at $22, which is, you know, they said because of weakening demand and price target and target cuts and all that. But they're saying that they have a price target now of $19 a share, which is pretty crappy when you think about it. But I think that's what happens when you hire a pizza guy to run your company. You know, maybe that's not good. So, but yeah, I mean, they got all these layoffs happening. You've already had two rounds of layoffs with Harley. You know, so
on February 3rd,
yeah,
2023. It was $51.16.
Yeah, man. Wow. See? Yeah. Because I was looking
now
at
it is back $21.18.
What was it back? It was like 2000, right around 2001. What was it back then? I wonder what it was back. Because that's when I was thinking about buying, but I just couldn't afford it.
My My thing only goes back 5 years.
Okay. Are you a stock guy, an investor guy?
I dabble.
You dabble, do you? Oh, you're not dabbling in golf clubs and golf balls, are you?
Not in my stock. Not my stock stuff. Let's see.
In 2001, Harley's stock price was $37.63 a share. And at the end of that year, it went up to $54.31. So, and right now, it's at $22.
So it's it closed today at $21.18.
Yeah, even lower. So, so now's the time, if you're interested, get into Harley. The only thing that's going to save Harley Davidson is if they lower their prices. But their investors were not allowed.
Sorry. Yeah. What is it? It was in March 19th. It was $17 a share.
March 19th of this year?
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus, man. Shit. Oh, man. Well, you know, I think that's what happens when you have $25,000 motorcycles. You know, but again, you know, premium brand kind of a thing. And that's going to happen. I don't know. That's it. Hey, let's do Bennett real quick. Bennett. Okay. All right, we'll do Bennett. Right, here we go. Scorpion Helmets. Now look, they're offering high quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to scorpionusa.com and protect your skull, you know, because you don't want to bang your head on the ground and get dopey. That'd be bad. And Wild Ass Seats. You can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and you tell the real Craig Johnson that your ass hurts and you'll get a cushion. All right? Well, you have to buy it. He won't give you one, but you have to buy it. And Viking Bags, a world leader in motorcycle luggage and one of the fastest growing motorcycle parts companies out there. Luggage for whatever you need, whatever you ride, and wherever you go. Viking Bags.
Viking
Bags. And, of course, as always, Tobacco Motorwear for the best in casual.
And Dave's Pants.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was talking to Dave. I've been talking to Dave a lot over the past few days because he's buying motorcycles like a madman. In fact, he's going to be on the podcast in a couple weeks. So, he's for the best in casual riding gear for men and women. There's only one place you should be going, and that's Tobacco Motorwear. And he loves it when we say get in Dave's pants. He loves that. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com. That's tobaccomotorwear.com. And our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Your safety is worth it. So get into Dave's pants. Use the Koopa code, right?
Yep.
Everybody dance. So that's right. That's Bennett, and that's pretty much everything that I had on tap. Unless if you wanted to talk about how many farts is too many farts, we don't want to talk about that, I guess. But that's it.
Random.
Yeah, it's kind of I actually have an article here in front of me. It's about farting. Too many farts.
Still do chrome pole stuff.
You know what's funny about that? Let me tell you about the chrome pole. Now here's the thing. When I was originally had the chrome pole up there with all the different survey things, I went to this website that had, you know, you can do make up these polls, right? You do that. So you make up these polls things. So, and it was free. There's no problem. And I would make up all these polls. And so I decided to change it out and I cleared it all out. And then I went to go add new ones. Now it's like $24 a month if I wanted to do that. And I said, no freaking way. So I have to find another way to create these polls and put them
on. Can't you just post a question on our Facebook page and let people answer?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, but I wanted to put something on the website. Something a little, you know.
Yeah, what numbers? Auto-generated.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a little more official, if you will. But, I was a little disappointed with that. So I'm going to find another site that can generate polls.
Well, why don't you ask the wench to do it for you?
I could, but I'd have to run up some code on that. Okay, well, I can let the winch do that. The winch make up some code for me. I've been using AI a lot. Have you guys been using AI at all?
I mean, I don't use it for anything important.
I haven't used it at all, believe it or not.
Really? Usually if I go on to like ChatGPT, it's because I like want to make a stupid picture of something that I can't find.
Oh.
I use it for nothing productive, I'll put it that way. Oh,
okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's how I did the you know, the caricature of the four of us. That's how I did that. But I used
perfect example is that's how I made the U as the motorcycle man muffler man.
That was pretty funny.
Like, that's the kind of shit that I use it for.
Yeah, that's fine. That's semi productive, you know. But I use it a lot. I use AI a lot more than I thought I would. It helps me with a lot of things.
Well, keep using it because you're keeping me in business.
I'm keeping you in business. All right. Oh man, but that's about it. I don't have anything else to get into the show because this is the point where we usually start talking about something.
Yeah. So the reason I was asking about the Chrome poll,
yeah,
is because motorcycle helmets, right?
Yeah.
I feel like when I first started riding, it was like largely amongst Harley riders, it was largely half helmets. Like, that was like what you saw, like 90-95% of Harley riders wearing.
Right.
Right. And I feel like now you see a whole lot more either 3/4 full face helmets and a lot less of the half helmets. So it seems like that has kind of shifted. And so the reason I was asking about the Chrome poll is because I'd be curious to see, like, as far as like people or listeners, like what they're wearing.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. You know, it's funny, the thing is, and the reason why there's been this shift from the half helmet and to the 3/4 helmet, even from the brain buckets, you know, all the way up, is because you have more people now who are doing YouTube and video stuff from their motorcycle. They're documenting more, so more people are doing that. And I think the people who don't give a shit are the people who don't, you know. I don't know. I like wearing a full face helmet. I realize it's a tad warmer when it comes to the summer months, and I take my helmet off and I'm sweating like a pig, but I think it's personal preference, and I would have to say that even on the hog rides that I've been going on a lot of hog rides lately, and I would say, like, for example, we did a ride on Saturday, and we had 16 bikes, and of the 16, and on that 16, but now there was also a couple bikes were, and there was 3 trikes. They were, of course, 2 up. We had roughly 20 people, at least. And I would say half of them were wearing full-face helmets, maybe more.
Yeah.
And only a couple were wearing just the half helmet. Nobody was wearing a brain bucket. And nobody was wearing a 3/4 helmet. Hmm. You know, I have a 3/4 helmet that I wear occasionally. I don't wear it all the time, but I do wear it occasionally.
With or without a shield?
With a shield. Yeah. And if I'm getting a little hot, I'll lift the shield up, you know. But it's a Scorpion 3/4 helmet.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah, but yeah, I have a half helmet. I haven't worn that half helmet in, oh, the last time I wore the half helmet was Sturgis 2024. That's the last time I wore it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, do you guys have anything else?
No.
Nope.
All right.
I don't think so.
No. I gotta go get medicine.
All right. Cool. We can. We can then.
That's the end of the end of the show alarm.
All right.
We'll just pull the plug on this. Hey. So anyway, this has been episode 467. I'm Ted, your host, and of course Timbuktu is here. Yep. And Chris the Joker Nipples, 14-year-old guy. And Justin Brown. Yeah.
The only sound effect I hear.
All right, kids. Well,
Betty bought her about some butter, but she said this butter's bitter.
If I hear that.
Butter, you do hear
better,
that.
Bitter, so she went and bought a bit of better butter.
I didn't hear the other two.
So oh, you didn't? Betty bought her that's weird. Better butter. Ah, that's very bizarre. I don't know why you didn't hear those. I have to check the outputs on it. So, and then I'll check the outputs. Maybe I can figure out what I think. That'd be cool. Anyway, so that's it, boys and girls. Tim, what's up?
Rob, like nobody sees you.
Chris?
Don't get sick.
Right. Justin?
Ride like Tim can't see you.
Ride like Tim can't see you.
Wow.
All right. Well,
picking on me all
that's
the
it, boys and girls. Thank you very much for listening, coming back to the show, and checking us out. I really appreciate it. And we will be back again in a few weeks. In the meantime, we got an interview coming up next week. You're going to hear that the interview with Mr. McClanahan. I'm talking about the Easy 66 Guide for Travelers. And I've got a couple other ones coming up. Got some great interviews going to be coming up soon. And special guests coming back to the podcast. All right. So that's it, boys and girls.
And don't hesitate to email us.
Yes. Email right. us. Tell us if you want us to talk about something or if you want our opinions on something. Or if you don't give a shit, just tell us. Either way, just let us know. And if you want a sticker, let me know. I'll send you a sticker.
And if you want to book a tea time with Tim,
yes.
email.
You have to come, you have to come here.
Jack at motorcycle.
Yeah.
That's what else I'll do. I'll put a link to emailing Tim about playing golf with him. I'll put it on the website. That's it, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. And remember, kids, you say stupid crap so you don't have to. That's it, kids. Bye.
Oh, shit.
Who is your daddy?
Hello, cutie pie.
And what does he do?
Stop being such a bitch.
Stop being such a fucking asshole.
Stop being such a
fucking. Stop whining.
Hey, Ted. You live on the course that you play, right?
What's that?
Ted lives on the course that I play. I play in an
Yeah, yeah. My backyard is a golf course.
Yeah, no, I thought.